The agreement is one of the most satisfying of Rockefeller's career. He's forced his biggest rival to hand over a fortune. In exchange for an iron ore mine, he never had much interest in owning. Rockefeller may have gotten the better of Carnegie, but their deal has drawn the attention of another rival, who envisions something even bigger. America has expanded more in the last three decades than any country on Earth. Covering the breadth of the continent, its prosperity is built on oil, steel, and electricity. John D. Rockefeller, Andrew Carnegie, and J.P. Morgan amassed mind-boggling fortunes and became targets. But after teaming up to put their man in the White House, they're now free to do whatever they want.